Welcome to Lesson 17 of How to Understand 85% of the Quran series. Through the course of 7 lessons, we were able, with the grace of Allah, to learn 50% of the Quran vocabulary. And then, 12 lessons more, we learned all the frequently used nouns and adjectives in the Quran, completing 65% of the Quran vocabulary. And today, and with the grace of Allah, with the 17th lesson, we complete the course of learning 85% of the Quran vocabulary, which is the final stage of studying the most frequently used vocabulary in the Quran. So if you have gone through the journey from the beginning to end, Alhamdulillah, and may Allah accept all of your efforts and all your work. And this final lesson is about verbs that end with a vowel letter. We also call them al-fi'l al-naqis. And since these verbs end with a vowel letter, this means that all of these verbs end with a mad tabi'i, or a natural mad of two counts, with the exception of a few verbs. So make sure to keep an eye on the last letter of each verb, since it has to get its full mad of two harakat, or two counts. So let's get started. And the first verb that belongs to this variation is tala, which means to recite. And these are the most common variations of this verb in the Quran. Tala, yatlu, utlu, tuliya, and yutla. We see it used in this example. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق. The next verb is دعا. And it means to call, to pray, or do dua. And these are the common variations of this verb. دعا يدعو أدعو دُعَاء. And we see it used in this example. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The next verb is عَفَى, which means to forego. And the variations of this verb are عَفَى, يَعْفُو, and عفو, like in this example. فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا. The next verb is بغى, and it means to desire or to want. These are the most frequently used variations of this verb. بغى, يبغي, باغ, like in this example.
وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
The next verb is جَرَى, and it means to flow. And there is just one variation that is used commonly in the Quran, which is يجري, like in this example.
أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من رب ربهم وجنات وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها.
The next verb is جزاء, and it means to reward. And these are the most common variations of this verb. يجزي, يجزى, and جزاء. We see it used in this example.
وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
The next verb is قَضَى, and it means to decree. And the variations are قَضَى, يَقْضِي, قُضِيَ, and يُقْضَى. Like in this example.
بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون.
Next is كفى, and it means to suffice. And this is the only variation that is commonly used in the Quran, which is كَفَى. Like in this example.
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا.
The next verb is هَدَى, which means to guide. And these are the most commonly used variations. هَدَى, يَهْدِي, and هُدَى. Like in this example.
ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ.
The coming three verbs will not end with a vowel. Now, of course, they end with the letter يَ, but the يَ in this case will have fatha on top. So this means that it will function as a semi-vowel. So in this case, you don't have to extend the last letter for two harakat as we indicated in the beginning of this lesson. The first of these three verbs is خَشِيَ, which means to fear. And the variations are خَشِيَ, يَخْشَى, خَشْيَ. And we see it used in this example.
مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى.
The next verb is رَضِيَ, and it means to be satisfied. And the variations used with this verb are رَضِيَ and يَرْضَى. Like in this example.
يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
And finally is the verb نَسِيَ, and it means to forget. And the variations of نَسِيَ are نَسِيَ and يَنْسَى. Like in this example.
قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى.
And finally, and as you know by now, this lesson will be available in a PDF version that you can find its link in the description. You will find the normal file as well as a printer-friendly version. And there you will also find the link for the memorized page of this channel so that you can learn and train using these words. And finally, and though you might think that this is the end of the journey, this is actually just the beginning, and your journey to read the Quran with understanding starts right now. So keep reciting the Quran, and please help others who you think can benefit from this course to find these lessons and learn from them.
Alhamdulillah, alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu s-salihat.
Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.